you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. California public health officials are once again trying to come up with masking guidelines for students going back to school. Earlier this week, the state health department said face masks will be required while indoors and added that students who did not comply would be barred from campus. The department quickly walked that back and said that it will clarify the guidelines so individual school districts will choose what's best for their students. Here's Dr. Peter Chin Hong, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco.
What they're trying to do is just say that there are multiple ways to prevent infection in a population that hasn't been vaccinated yet, and they include masks. They also include keeping the desks at least 3 feet apart, opening the window, even testing, they had mentioned. So it's kind of a potpourri of choices that different school districts can choose.
State officials say any reviews and potential changes will be done by November 1st. The Board of Governors of California's community colleges voted this week to make ethnic studies a requirement for all students. Let's get the latest now from KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
The requirement will be in place most likely in 2 years. That's when community college students will need to take a class on some aspect of Native American, African American, Asian American, or Latino culture and history to earn an associate's degree. Studies have shown that students of color, as well as white students, benefit from ethnic studies courses. The new requirement is also important because the California State University system is requiring students graduating in 3 years to complete an ethnic studies course, and about half of Cal State students transferred from community colleges.
Adolfo covers higher education for you here at KPCC. The Community College Chancellor's Office says it is looking at training faculty to teach ethnic studies and setting course standards for 115 of its campuses. In 2018, the Camp Fire burned, and it's already considered one of the most destructive in California history. Now, a new report from the California Air Resources Board indicates that smoke from that wildfire was more dangerous than previously known. Michael Benjamin is one of the report's authors. He compared the smoke from the Camp Fire with others that burned only vegetation and found that the smoke that people inhaled for more than 2 weeks was filled with metal particulates.
When a home burns or a car burns, all of that lead or zinc is released in the atmosphere. And that's what we saw. And that's what we believe happened.
Air quality officials say they are considering whether special air quality warnings should be issued when wildfires rip through communities. In the meantime, Benjamin says homeowners living in fire-prone neighborhoods should strengthen their defensible space to protect their homes and the people downwind. You probably saw and heard all those fireworks on Independence Day. Well, now the South Coast Air Quality Management District says this year's 4th of July festivities led to our worst air quality since the Bobcat fire that burned last September. Officials also say that we had the second highest pollution levels for an Independence Day holiday in the last decade. They blame the poor air quality on personal backyard fireworks and commercial fireworks displays in the Southern California region. A Senate confirmation hearing awaits Eric Garcetti, the president's nominee to be U.S. ambassador to India. It will be a high-profile and important assignment if the L.A. mayor gets through the nominating process. More now from KPCC's Josie Wong.
Amid the constellation of U.S. ambassadorships, the India post is a strategic priority. That's according to Cal Raustiala, who directs UCLA's Burgel Center for International Relations. The subcontinent's clout is growing on the world stage along with its economy, and India serves as a regional counterweight to China.
India is the other giant Asian country that also happens to be a democracy and one where there's a lot of potential ties for the United States, but those ties haven't been fully developed in the ways that I think some hope.
Those political and economic ties are growing, though, in part because of the Indian diaspora here, one of the largest Asian American groups in the country. Raustiala notes Garcetti's background in international relations, but says if he is confirmed as ambassador, his test will come with any unexpected developments or crises. I'm Josie Wong.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.